You are now tuned into the Charlotte Business Podcast Booth, only on the QC Amplified Network, the place where real people tell real stories through real conversation. Be sure to visit the website QCAmplified.com, where you can watch and listen to more from the network. But right now, let's get into it.
You know I'm gonna do something different with you, all brother. Because you know I've known you for a long time, and I can be relaxed with you. I can be candid with you, brother. And I'm proud of you.
I appreciate it.
I hope you're filming this. I hope you're getting this. Because I'm proud of you. Before we do anything, I'm proud of you. I'm proud of all of this. I'm proud of you. So I can be real. I can be honest. I can be open. I can be candid with you. And I want you to do that with me, bro.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, man.
So my first time doing it, this type of setup at an event was at one of your events. By the way, Carlos, Mr. Resource Guy.
Oh, is that what it is? He's bringing in my social media handles.
Speaker, coach. You do fitness. You're a trainer as well.
Well, little backstory. I've retired from that, so I can do more events, more of the coaching and all that.
Okay.
But I do have experience in that.
Okay.
Yes.
So all of that. Influential guy.
Oh, thank
you. Here in Charlotte.
Thank you.
And it was one of your events, my first time doing this. Mm-hmm. A couple years ago. That was like 2024 or something like this.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I said, this could be something. This whole thing at these events.
Yeah.
See, we got a line of people over here ready to speak.
Yeah.
And it's like that at these events.
Mm-hmm.
So I appreciate you, man.
No.
For you created welcome. Something that allowed me to create something.
Bless you. Thank you.
And you were doing that for a while, and it looks like you're getting back into it, and we'll talk about that.
Yes, sir.
So, let me give you your flowers. How about that?
Oh, well, thank you for giving me my flowers, but also, as we all should, we should continually, not just in this moment, but always give each other our flowers.
Right.
And that's why I wanted to give you your flowers in the beginning. Thank you for giving me my flowers. I didn't expect that. But we're in a time right now where we should all be giving each other our flowers.
Agreed. What you got going on, man? Why are you here?
For you, man. They said you were going to be here, CJ. No, seriously. I'm here for support. One of the things that I see that is lacking in the area, and it's not just networking, it's not just business. We're getting away from the realm of support. And it was so funny, I was downstairs. I honestly didn't know you were up here, just to be totally honest with you. And when he said CJ, I'm like, is my boy upstairs? And that's why I ran up here. Because I wanted to support Lou. I met Lou at another event. I said, you know what? I'm going to get back into the realm. I'm at a good place in business and different things. I'm going to get back to helping and supporting other events.
Yeah.
So of course I'm gonna support Lou.
Yeah.
But then when I saw that you were up, I'm like, oh well, I gotta be here. He here. And he's smart for bringing you here. So that's one of the things that I have going on. Yes, we're back to doing our daytime events. Yes, we're back doing our evening events. Yes, Charlotte Networking Week is coming back. Working on some big things. Spoiler alert. But the biggest thing is we're back to supporting the business community. We're back supporting our media community. We're just back helping people get more opportunities at the end of the day.
When can we expect these events? I saw you that the night events, they already kicked off.
Yep.
One of the daytime events. I'm a fan of the daytime.
I know you are. So April the 24th, Sugar and Sip, Black-owned coffee shop, Uptown Charlotte, daytime event is back. Connecting the Dots is returning. A lot of you all have asked. We heard. We're bringing it back on a regular basis. We have Connecting the Dots coming back April 24th.
That's good.
And I know you'll be there.
You know that. You know that. Tell me about what this networking has been for you. Like, what does it mean for you, and why this? Why, like, you came back to it. You got away from it a little bit, came back to it. Why?
Well, I'll be honest with you. See, I never left.
Okay.
So we took a step away from the networking events because we were noticing a lot of different things that were happening, and we needed to take a step around not just what others were doing, but more importantly, were we doing the right things? The team and I had to do an internal evaluation to say, and I'll be honest and transparent, were we still relevant? Were we honestly still relevant with the not just how, but the way? The why never changed. The why has always been to help you, to help the community, to help you all. That never changed. But was the how really working? And so we took a step back and said, you know what? Let's take a break. Let's take a step back. Let's really look at what we're doing, but also what others are doing. Hey, we even took a step and said, what are others doing in other parts of the country? And we got to a point where we said, you know what? It's time for us to return. So we never left the networking scene, per se, as far as networking. But from an event standpoint, we needed to evolve. The why and the how was not going to change. We were always going to be about you all. We were always going to be about you. We were always going to be about the people. But we needed to make sure how we did it stayed the same and changed if we needed to.
So what changed?
Huh?
What changed?
Come to the 24th, baby.
Okay.
Look, if you want to see how some things have changed, it's still for the better.
Okay.
At the heart of what we do, it's still about service. It's still about getting people opportunities and connecting people. But how we're doing it, it's some innovative things we're doing.
Okay.
But you got to come to the 24th and our other events the rest of this year. You just got to see
it. All right. Before I take your mic, because I know you can talk.
Come on, man.
I know.
Now you're making it seem like I just talk all the time.
So when I first met you and what your first event I went to, DEI was a big part of what you were. Mm-hmm. How is it different now with what's going on politically?
So while it has been politically villainized, DEI never changes the heart of what we do. We're all about diversity. We're all about equity. We're all about inclusivity of what we do. You can villainize it all you want. You can make it seem like it's a bad thing all you want. But diversifying, giving people equity, and making people included will always be the heart of what we do, because we know that when we do that, we're better, business is better, the community, the city, the state, the nation is always better.
Have the contracts dried up when it comes to DEI, the government, and all that stuff?
I'll be honest with you. Government has, but one of the things that we had to do was shift. And we've done a lot more private things.
Okay.
And it's so interesting how even though the government side has been quote unquote on hold, and shouts out to my colleagues that are working to bring those opportunities back. But we had to be strategic and say, you know what, we still need to serve the people. So even though the government contracts may have dried up to an extent, a lot of corporations, a lot of associations, a lot of organizations still say, you know what, we need you. And then it's up to us, once we're in, we then create other opportunities for people like you and people like you all to say, hey, we're going to create opportunities.
All right. Real quick.
Yep.
You're coaching people. What are you coaching people on? This is the last thing we're talking about.
Yeah.
You're coaching. What is that about?
So coaching is around doing stuff like this. Like, if someone was, if I said, hey, CJ, you need to interview somebody, I'm the person that's going to coach them so that when they sit here in this seat, you're like, wow, they actually gave some great content, great some information. But also, when they go to events like these, they're not shy. They don't feel like they have imposter syndrome. They can walk into a room like this and be like, you know what? I can serve people. I can network.
I belong.
I can actually create. I belong. Thank you.
That's cool, man.
Yeah, bro.
That's cool. So, Connecting the Dots is returning.
Yep.
You're doing daytime and evening networking events.
Charlotte Networking Week is coming back soon. You'll hear more about that soon.
Is that going to be beginning of the year, or is it going to be?
It's coming 2027.
All right.
We're working on some cool things with a strategic partner that I can't name right now. But once we lock some stuff in, it's going to be really, really beneficial to not just entrepreneurs, not just those job seekers, but even creatives. Because we're really trying to really, for people like yourself, that creative space that sometimes gets overlooked by corporations, that gets overlooked by entrepreneurs, we're really trying to create that awesome space where everybody gets opportunity.
All right. And I'm going to try to lock you down on this right now. So I'm working on putting together these round tables where I'll get four people from a specific industry. They're going to be curated. Four people at a round table talking about their industry and what's going on in their industry. Mm-hmm. What table can I get you at? What three other people do I need to get at a table with you for y'all to talk about and have real robust conversation? Because you're going to moderate this okay. conversation. Who are those three people and what do they do?
And just anybody globally,
Charlotte.
Oh, well, first of all, I need you at that table.
Okay.
Because you represent the creative community in such a special way, from not just how you do things, but why. I also want to include Mayor Pro Tem, Councilman James Smudgy Mitchell, not just because I've known him for a long time, but because he understands business, because one, he's a business owner himself, but he's created so many opportunities, not just for me, but for other people in the community itself. And how many, you said a total of, you said, so you, Smudgy, how many more people?
And one more.
One more. If I had to name one more Charlotte person. That's a good question. I'm going to name my brother Charles Whitfield. And the reason why I bring Charles Whitfield up, Charles Whitfield is an amazing creative, to where he was CEO of Hidden Beach Recording. Shout out to Charles if you're watching. Now he's transitioned into a role with Lowe's, doing a lot in event and branding. He's seen it on both sides of the coin. And I would love for Charles to sit at that table, because he's done, you know, he's CEO of Hidden Beach. He's done a lot of work with Jordan. He's done a lot of work with the Hornets. And now he's done a lot of work with Lowe's. He would be one of those people, as far as from a brand, from picking of the brand, but also just from a collaboration standpoint, because when he did a lot of his jazz events and a lot of different things, he could have called anybody, but he called me. And he saw something in me to say, hey, I need your help to help promote this and bring people together. And he called me. So he's one of those visionaries like Councilman Mitchell to say, hey, how do people, even if they're starting out, get the great opportunities?
That's dope, man. How can the people find you?
So, if you are looking for me, just ask CJ. I'm just kidding. You can find me on Instagram, TikTok. Yes, I'm on TikTok. At Mr. Resource Mogul. I'm actually on X. I'm at Mr. Resource Mogul. You can also go to www.istandanddeliver.com. You can also email me, carlos@istandanddeliver.com. My biggest thing is, when you reach out, tell me how I can serve you. Tell me how I can help you. Because at the end of the day, I want to. And I don't want anything in return. I don't request anything in return, because I want you to grow. I want you to get where you want to go before I even get where I want to go. So reach out however you feel is best, and come out April the 24th. Would love to have you. Even if you can't, just reach out. Whatever resources I can bring your way, I would love to do it.
Carlos.
Thank you,
my brother.
Thank you, bro.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.